From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pakistan searches for bombers. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has vowed to intensify counterterrorism operations in the wake of Sunday's suicide bombing in Lahore. At least 72 people were killed and 300 wounded in the Easter Sunday blast, which targeted Christians at a crowded park. A military spokesman said Monday security agencies have conducted several operations based on initial leads and have arrested a number of suspects. A man widely reported to be the main suspect in last week's Brussels terrorist attacks has been released due to lack of evidence. Belgium's federal prosecutor said Monday authorities had no justification to hold the man, identified only as Faikal C. Media reports had suggested the man might have been the third individual seen in an airport security camera footage alongside the two men who blew themselves up there. Earlier Monday, police released more airport surveillance footage and asked the public for help in identifying the man. Syria's army says the recapture of Palmyra will be a launching point for expanded operations against the Islamic State group. Backed by Russian airstrikes, pro-government forces reclaimed control of Palmyra after a 10-month Islamic State occupation. An Angolan court Monday sentenced 17 young activists to from 2 to 8 years in jail for rebelling against the government of President José Eduardo dos Santos. One of those sentenced is a well-known rap singer, Luati Berrao. The sentence followed a lengthy trial seen by Angola's political opposition as an example of government repression of dissent. This is VOA News. Cuba's former leader, Fidel Castro, is signaling his continued resistance to smoother relations with the United States. The 89-year-old Castro, who turned over power in the communist country in 2008 to his younger brother Raul, stayed out of sight during U.S. President Barack Obama's 3-day visit last week. In a bristling 1,500-word essay in state media Monday, Fidel Castro said, quoting, "We do not need the empire to give us any presence." The two countries have reopened embassies in Washington and Havana. The Saudi-led coalition fighting Shiite rebels in Yemen said Monday it released 109 Yemeni detainees in exchange for 9 Saudis who were being held. A coalition statement did not give details on where or how the Saudis were detained, but said the Yemenis had been held near the Saudi border. Here's the latest on the U.S. presidential campaign. The two Democratic candidates compete next on April 5th in Wisconsin and again April 9th in Wyoming. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is focusing on April 19th, when voters in New York, the state she once represented as senator, decide how to allocate their 291 delegates. She was defeated over the weekend by her opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders, in 3 western state contests. On the Republican side, the nomination fight between businessman Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz appears to have escalated into a full-fledged war of personal barbs. The next major Republican primary is April 5th in Wisconsin. Some analysts predict that it may become the last stand for the third Republican candidate, Ohio Governor John Kasich. A former president of Honduras, who later headed the country's football federation, has pleaded guilty in a U.S. court to racketeering and wire fraud in connection with a wide-ranging FIFA corruption investigation. Rafael Callejas, a member of FIFA's Television and Marketing Committee, entered the plea Monday in U.S. federal court in New York, admitting to the charges after telling the judge he had accepted bribes and distributed some of the money to others. He also agreed to forfeit $650,000. He faced sentencing August 5th and could get a maximum prison term of 20 years. The governor of the U.S. state of Georgia has vetoed legislation that would have allowed faith-based groups to deny certain services to homosexuals based on their religious convictions. Republican Governor Nathan Deal said he vetoed the measure Monday because he did not think, quoting now, that we have to discriminate against anyone to protect the faith-based community in Georgia. Conservative Christian groups in the state called for passage of the law to protect clergy who refuse to perform gay marriages and churches and affiliated groups from serving or hiring someone not conforming to their beliefs. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.